So I've now watched portions of two intra-squad games on my television. Sportsnet doing a great job of broadcasting those, and I've enjoyed them because, they're baseball. I haven't seen them in a long time. But even I, in the limited sample of intra-squad games, I'm getting kind of sick of them. You've played in a bunch of them now. Where is your level of fatigue with intra-squad games?
Oh, I actually had my first one yesterday. I threw a, I got rained out, my first one I was supposed to have. So I had to throw it like in the cage indoors, with our manager standing in. So it was fun. It was fun for me yesterday to get back out there and, throw in the real competition against some guys. And, it was fun, but, definitely ready for the regular season games to come around too, though.
Yeah, man, but it's got to feel like, what's the environment right now with your teammates? Because obviously there have been some stories about whether you guys have been able to get the proper amount of testing, whether the thing was rushed back, figuring out, like, there's a lot of complications that come with a return to play, but also excitement of just seeing your teammates and feeling like you're about to do the thing you love. Like, what's it just like being at the ballpark right now with your team?
It's awesome. I'm really enjoying being back at the ballpark with the guys. I missed it. The protocol's in place. I feel really good about. The Yankees have done a fantastic job there. I feel that we're running a pretty tight ship, and everyone's been able to stay healthy so far. So it's been pretty good.
You guys pumping in fake crowd noise at Yankee Stadium? That's what the Jays are doing. You guys doing that as well?
Yesterday we had music going during the game. I'm not sure what's going to be happening during the regular season games at this point, but I would imagine it would be probably crowd noise, if anything.
Yeah, we were talking about golf earlier, how the presentation of the sport is weird without fans, but the biggest thing is that golfers are shooting record lows right now. Like, the field has been incredible with no fans, and that, you take out the component of having people around you in a sport where, yeah, it's just you and the mental game, that it's kind of big. And I could actually make some pretty, I think, fair comparisons. I've never been a, professional athlete, so maybe you're going to dismiss this immediately and be like, it's nothing like that. I'm nothing like a golfer. But yeah, man, you're out on the mound by yourself, and it's a billion eyes on you at a stadium. Do you think that there's actually going to be, like, it's going to be easier to pitch without fans, if that makes any sense, or that a lot of guys are going to have a little bit of pressure off them, just not feeling like, yeah, an entire stadium is watching you deliver every one of your throws?
I think it'll be different for everybody. I think that some guys may thrive, some may struggle a little bit, some may not affect at all. I think that it all depends on how you react to, that pressure. Some guys are driven by that pressure. Other ones, it kind of shuts them down, and some guys it doesn't affect at all. So, it just depends on the player.
What about the media component to this? Because you play for a franchise and in a city that has a huge amount of media, and that's been the discussion for many a free agent as to whether they want to be in that hotbed or not. And you obviously have relished it. You've played extremely well as a member of the New York Yankees, but you don't have 50 guys encircling your locker at the end of the game. You're doing a Zoom call, but you can control that a little bit more, and you can only do media on off days when you decide you want to do media. How have you enjoyed or not enjoyed that aspect of it?
Well, for me, media is part of the job for us. I mean, it comes with the territory. It's our, outlet to fans. And those guys are just trying to do their jobs, when they are in the locker rooms like they were last year, so there needs to be some understanding there. That being said, being able to go to a room and do your media there and be able to come back and have the clubhouse just for the team has been pretty nice as well.
You obviously miss the media, though. You're doing this like on your own time. It's 8 o'clock
Yeah.
in the morning. You're like, sure, I'd love to. Like, get up out of bed. Like, are you awake already? I couldn't believe you were even on the lineup. I was like, all right, getting a pro athlete before 9 o'clock in the morning is, that's not really a thing. You might even be breaking a precedent right now. I don't know if you know this. Like, are you just a morning guy? What's happening here? This is weird. This is not a taped interview.
No, I set an alarm.
Okay.
I woke up about 15 minutes ago, if I'm being
Yeah.
honest.
Yeah, of course, man. No, like, honestly, I would have thought you were a little bit of a psycho if you were just, like, rolling around. You're like, oh, I love being up. I get up at the crack of dawn. I'm a 6 a.m. guy. I don't trust those people. Like, I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't trust you if your natural inclination is to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you don't have kids, and that's not the reason that you're awake.
Yeah, no, I'll most likely be going back to sleep after this.
Yeah. Oh. Guess who else? Guess who else? The two of us, the second this show is over, go down like we're children for a nap. Like, oh, nap time. Because we get irritable without our naps. We're babies. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
For sure. You're going to go into the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame when your career is over, but I would like to pause it now with this information about you coming on this program today, setting your alarm. I want you to be in the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame while you're still playing. Like, you need to go in at the end of this interview, because that is truly incredible, and I love you to death, James.
You're definitely James Canadian, Paxton. Too. You're just a Canadian guy who got asked to do an interview. It's like, hey, it's 8 a.m. You're like, all right, Vods, I'll do it, buddy. It's like, okay. No way. An American does this interview at 8 o'clock in the morning, sets an alarm and does it for Canadian radio. So thanks, buddy. Yeah, you should be in. We'll submit for you. Like, we'll put in the application process now. We'll get it going. We promise.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, no problem. So yeah, man, New York City has, and the state of New York has really come around when it comes to COVID-19 cases, right? Like, it's not nearly the crazy hotspot it was a month plus ago. So I'm sure that adds to the level of comfort. But I'm curious, because the Blue Jays literally cannot leave the building right now, so there's no point in asking a Blue Jay this question. What are you doing? Like, what's your day-to-day life? It's like, I go to the hotel room, I go to the field, I go play the ping pong table that they have set up in the concourse. But for you, you do have the ability to go back and forth. You're in the world there. Like, how much are you doing? How much do you feel comfortable doing in New York City?
I feel like New York City's doing a fantastic job, you know, of lowering the numbers here and really, you know, playing it safe. Everyone out here is wearing a mask. But me personally, I'm going from my apartment to the field, you know, to the grocery store, and that's about it. I'm not really going anywhere. I'm trying to play it safe, you know. Don't want to catch this virus, and want to play it as safe as I can.
So yeah, that's great, and I hope a lot of players are doing exactly what you're doing and being super safe, because I want to see this 60-game season concluded, and I don't want any interruptions, and I don't want any players ending up on this IL for the coronavirus. But the Blue Jays still don't know where they're playing at home this season, James, and you guys are obviously going to play them a bunch, being divisional rivals. There's conversations about playing at Rogers Center like they're doing right now for summer training during the regular season, but that would mean that every visiting player, like the Blue Jays, is going to be quarantined in Rogers Center, in the hotel attached to Rogers Center for the entirety of their series. One, have you guys, as visiting players that are going to come to Toronto under such a scenario, have you been asked your opinion on whether you'd be willing to do that?
We haven't been asked, no. No one has mentioned anything to us about that at this point. But, you know, I think that In the environment that we're in, I mean, in my opinion anyway, I mean, it's not a big deal to have to stay in the hotel and just go straight from the hotel to the stadium. I think that's what we should probably be doing anyway, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, it's just, yeah, exactly. Everyone's behaviors are having to change right now, and so it seems like, and again, I don't have to go through it where it's being the one who has to go in quarantine and have to stay in a hotel, and I know that there are definitely challenges to that, just kind of being by yourself and having to have stringent rules, but it's just like, this is kind of what we're operating under. So yeah, you probably won't have the same comfort level. I don't think that anybody's happy about it, that you wouldn't be able to go out with your team and have dinner somewhere, but just that this is kind of the new normal. This is the kind of realities of the situation, is that, yeah, there's just going to be less to do and there's going to be less guys going out. But this is kind of a, you know, we were talking about this with Will Middlebrooks a couple of weeks ago, and he brought it up, and I hadn't really thought about it, how, you know, in a group of friends right now in everybody's social circles, you have people who are a little bit more comfortable with taking a risk and a little bit more comfortable with going out. And then you have other friends who say, you know, like in particular, my friends who have had really young kids who don't really want to do anything right now. They won't go anywhere. They'll maybe have you over to their backyard and that's it. But on a team, when you're traveling together and guys are going to be doing this sprint for 60 games, Do you think that there's like a real chance for guys to get irritated with one another when it's like some dudes are going to be taking risks but then affecting other guys on the team just in terms of wanting to do regular day-to-day stuff like, yeah, go out and have a meal, that other guys are going to look at that as almost selfish behavior and that's like an added component to a locker room right now that you guys have to deal with?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I hadn't really thought too much about that, but you're right. I mean, I could see that being an issue. I think it would depend for me, like how blatantly kind of irresponsible the move was to put, you know, because one guy goes out and does something like that, he's putting his entire team at risk. Even though we are wearing masks and stuff in the locker room, you know, there's still that chance of spreading it to your teammates and that, you know, almost costing them their season. I mean, heck, you get the coronavirus and you have to wait for a couple negative tests, and that can take up to 3 weeks, and then you got to get back into baseball shape. There's another two, three weeks, and the season's only 2-3 months long, so it's, you know, kind of takes you out for almost your entire season.
Well, man, this is something else that we were discussing, is like, this is such a sample size sport, right? Baseball is all about, hey, how much of your track record have you built up? You don't really judge guys like the NFL, where it's a week-to-week league, and you can come away with it with a hot take. Like, if you have a bad start, and people are like, oh, James Paxton, he stinks now, you would look like you're an idiot, right? Like, well, it was a bad start. Like, he's going to have many, many more. But this year, it's like, no, you're not really going to have that. It's a sprint. It's really quick. You're not going to have much. Do you think that you'll learn something different about guys in a sprint season, or that this is kind of just like almost a tournament where, yeah, okay, you'll go in next year, and if you have a down year or you have an up year, you're not going to be able to apply too much of it to the next season, that you're not going to be like able to build momentum off of this?
Yeah, you know, I think that it is going to be different. There's going to be some guys that do extremely well. There's going to be some guys that are really good that don't do quite as well because, you know, you can have a 60-game stretch where a guy's hitting 400, 450, and you could have a guy who's an all-star level player who struggles and hits 200 over a 60-game stretch. But over 162 games, the guy hitting, you know, 200 is going to actually end up hitting 300, and the guy hitting 400 is going to end up hitting 250. You know, so it's one of those things where they're going to really dive into the metrics, you know, the analytics. That stuff is really going to be looked at heavily, I think, in evaluating players this season.
Talking to James Paxton, so usually you come out of the gates in Major League Baseball, and part of it is the weather, but it's the pitchers are way ahead of the hitters at the beginning of the season, and offense isn't nearly what it is in this month, in July, and so I guess you can eliminate the weather part of it because we're already in a warm climate now, but yeah, man, these hitters don't have a big sample of exhibition games to go on facing Major League pitching as well. Like, how do you expect the beginning of this season to look? Because, you have some great sluggers on that Yankees team. Do they look like they're in midseason form already?
I mean, some of these, they're looking really good, you know. Our guys are committed. I know everyone was working really hard over quarantine, doing everything they could to be to stay as ready as possible. And everyone's coming to camp in great shape. And we've got some guys that are swinging it really well. We've got guys throwing the ball really well, too. So I feel really good about our team and where we're at, and we feel confident that we're ready for this sprint of the season.
Yeah, you guys are favorites to win the division for a reason. Before we let you go, James, just to circle back to the conversation about the Blue Jays maybe playing in that quarantine zone during the regular season and visiting teams having to do that as well, and you mentioned you haven't been asked your opinion. Do you think it is important for players to be asked before they make a decision? Like, it's crazy that we're still in this world of unknown considering how close we are to Blue Jays playing home games. But do you think, considering how different that scenario will be to everybody else's home field playing environment, do you think the players should be asked as to whether they'd be willing to do what the Blue Jays have done for this 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think there at least needs to be a conversation with the MLBPA, you know, to be a part of that discussion. And I'd be surprised if they weren't a part of that discussion at this point. I think that it's likely the MLB, you know, the government in Canada and the MLBPA, they're all kind of trying to figure this thing out right now.